South Africa's sluggish economy and uncertainty around Brexit is weighing on Investec. But despite worries around the impact of Brexit on the UK, the company's specialist bank based there improved, helping to offset the much weaker local performance. Fani Titi, who's joint CEO of Investec, joins us on the line now to discuss the pressure its two main markets are under and what it means for the company's growth moving forward. Thanks so much, Fani, for your time this evening. So you've reported a 3.6% rise in full year earnings. This in a year of leadership transition and strategic review, where are you in the structure overhaul, this reorganization of the business?
Yeah, we announced the demerger and separate listing of the asset management business in September last year. We said at the time that we expected to complete the demerger within 12 months, so that would make it September 2019. We are on track with respect to that. We obviously have a number of regulatory approvals that we have to receive internally. We have been looking at separation issues, and we have made progress with those as well. So we are on track.
Okay, so everything on track. These are moves that are being made in a bid to counter falling fees and rising costs, which is seeing your operating costs, in fact, grow faster than your revenue. How quickly do you see that picture starting to turn?
The rationale behind the demerger is more around two independent businesses that currently within the structure do not have much synergies at all and have different growth trajectory. So that would be the idea behind the demerger. On the cost issue that you mentioned, we operate in two markets, the UK and the South African market. Our cost-to-income ratio in the South African market is where it should be. In the UK, our cost-to-income ratio is elevated given some of the issues of scale that we have, in particular in the private banking platform within the greater private bank, and we are comfortable that we will be able to get that ratio down. It is a consequence both of growth in revenue and a containment of costs, and we are comfortable that we will get there in the time frames that we have indicated to our shareholders.
And locally, Fani?
In the local business, the South African business, we are operating as efficiently as we need to. As an example, the specialist banking business recorded a cost-to-income ratio of 50.7%, which is competitive in that market. Our target cost-to-income ratio range is 49% to 52%. The growth in costs is distorted by the fact that we bought the premises that we used to lease. And in that, there was an accounting release of a provision, a rental provision release, and that made the comparative figure from last year look much lower than it is. You take that out and you normalize, our costs are well contained. As we go forward, we are comfortable that we're operating efficiently in that market. The South African issue is about revenue. Given that the economy is growing at 8% or below, and we hope that with the new government in place, we can restart growth and business can invest and grow as we go forward.
Having said that, locally, your banking unit has seen a good loan book growth. What's driving that? Is it a case of greater demand or just a less risky lending environment that speaks more so to your lending criteria?
Our credit loss ratio, which is a measure of the riskiness of our book, is at about 0.28%, which is at the lower end of our scale. So the book is has a risk profile that we're comfortable with. Obviously, we serve a particular client segment in the market, and we're comfortable with where we are with respect to that.
Fani, of course, the performance that you're seeing in your banking unit locally being offset by a weak performance from the investment portfolio, where are your pressure points there?
Investment portfolios are, by their very nature, a lot more volatile. In certain market environments, particularly if there is growth, valuations are better, and you generally get better profits. You can realize investments easier in tougher markets. You likely do see volatility on the downside. So that's how we manage the portfolio. What we have said is that we will be reducing the size of the portfolio relative to our balance sheet. We will also be exiting certain historical positions to more align that portfolio to our clients, investing behind clients as opposed to taking proprietary or large strategic positions.
What's interesting, Fani, is that you've closed your online robo-advisory investment service on low appetite. You've written off more than £20 million operating loss, in operating losses and software costs. Did you simply overestimate the amount of technology clients want right now? And how, moving forward, are you planning to lure younger investors to the bank?
We are entrepreneurs as a business, so we do look out for opportunities. We thought there was an opportunity in this case. We built a platform that we're very proud of, proud of our people, but it is clear that the robo market is not as mature as we would have thought it would be at this point. So the opportunity relative to the cost that we were expending did not make business sense. As entrepreneurs, we reviewed the position, made a call, and decided to discontinue the business. Having said that, we are a technology and digital heavy business in addition to our high touch, high service model. So we continue to invest in our platforms. In South Africa, as you know, we have what we call One Place, which is an integrated digital platform for both our wealth clients and our private clients. And in fact, it allows you to have access to your lending and to your wealth exposures across the business, including any UK exposures that our clients may have. For clients that have lower savings or investments, we have what we call My Investment, a platform that allows us to serve them at a much more cost-effective basis. So we will continue to develop these platforms both in South Africa and in the UK to service our clients. Technology is important in the future, both to help with efficiency and cost, and to help also with enhancing client experience, but also it serves as a foundation for innovation.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Fani. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Fani Titi is Joint CEO of Investec.